Okay, how about now?
Perfect. No echo.
Yeah. Okay, that was weird stuff with my SIP client.
Dialed in twice.
I dialed in twice. Okay. Make sure I have the agenda and this other resource available. And then we can get started. Okay, well, welcome everyone. Happy New Year. It's 2019. I'm going to dive in. I know some folks will trickle in as we get through the head matter. So I'm going to go over the agenda real quick. We can do the IP note, remind everyone how we use IRC, find a scribe, do some introductions and reintroductions, and then some announcements and reminders after a quick update on outstanding action items. We're going to be talking today about what we're going to be doing in 2019, and we're going to be using the work breakdown structure, also known as the WBS, not to be confused with the W3C WBS system. And that's the URL for the PDF we'll use. I'll pull that up again later when we get to that part in the agenda. And I'll do, I guess, an announcement. Heather, I'll give you a chance to remind folks about the survey we're doing. Anything else other than Heather's addition of the survey that we should add to the agenda? Okay, not seeing anything. Let's go and dive in. So first of all, so anyone can participate in these calls. They are public, but if you have not signed the IP agreement as a contributor, please limit your comments to non-substantial technical comments. That's so we have the intellectual property all lined up so things can become an effective standard. We do keep notes through IRC, and we have a back channel for IRC, so please join us there if you can. We also use it to queue. You can use the queue plus. If you're calling in by phone, just briefly interrupt and say, please put me on the queue, and we can take care of that for you. With that, we need someone to scribe for us. Is there anyone on the call that would be willing to do that for us?
And Joe, I can go through the list if it comes, if we don't get a volunteer.
The scribe list?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have Adrian Gropper, but I know last time Adrian said he hasn't done the training yet. So please do the training. Benjamin Young, the blue hat. Bowden. Is Bowden on the line? I don't see him. Brent Zundel. Huh. It's as if they know they're going to be called. Chris Weber. No, Chris Weber. Dan Pape, are you on the call? Daniel Buckner. Don't see him. David Chadwick. David Lane.
This is Ken. I think I can do it today.
Okay, is this David?
This is Ken Ebert.
Ken Ebert.
Ah.
Okay, thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you so much. Okay, great. So we got Ken to scribe. Thank you for that. One thing I left off on the IRC, please do present plus. Type that in for yourself, and that will get you properly attributed in the minutes. Okay, introductions and reintroductions. Do we have anyone on the call who is new, who's not been on a call before with us? We'd love to have you introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm new. My name is Vaughn Emery. Brief background. Founder and former CEO of Autonomy, and Sentry Technology, two companies focused on IoT data security and trusted identity in the IoT space. Recently joined this group, interested in identity for enterprise to enable strong data governance. I'm happy to be here and looking forward to learning from everybody.
Great. Thanks for joining us. And was that Vaughn, the first name?
Yes, Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-A-N.
Perfect. Well, welcome, Vaughn. Appreciate you joining
Thanks.
Us.
Glad to be here.
Okay. Any other new attendees? Participants? Okay. We have someone walking briskly, I believe. Okay, reintroductions. Does anyone want to reintroduce themselves? We like to, you know, we get new folks in, but then we have old folks who've been here for years and sometimes don't get reintroduced, so we like to have a space for that. So not seeing anyone jump in, I think I will follow the pattern that Lionel has kicked off and finish the triumvirate of the chairs reintroducing themselves. So I'm Joe Andrew. I have a consulting company called Legendary Requirements, focus on requirements engineering for identity and blockchain systems, and been co-chair here for a year or so, and I'm one of the producers behind the Rebooting Web of Trust workshop, where we've written 40-some-odd papers on decentralized identity amongst the community over the last several years. That's my reintroduction. Okay, so all the chairs have gone through, so in a future session, we're going to be pulling up the list and having some of the rest of you reintroduce as we get into 2019. Okay, moving on to item 6, announcements and reminders. So we've got the Rebooting Web of Trust. We finalized the dates and the location. We are going to be doing this in Barcelona, Spain, March 1st through 3rd. So that's a little bit different date than we had on the Save the Date. So, and that's because there's Mobile World Congress or something like that, a big conference in Barcelona. So we had to push back a couple of days so that we would have some hotels available for folks. But that is a confirmed date. We are going to be doing an event the night before. So February 28th, we're going to be having a meetup or something. So if you could make it a little bit early, please join us that evening. And we're also going to be doing a special dinner on the last night. So if you're planning your travel, you'll want to include those two if you can. And then IAW is April 3rd, May 2nd, so that'll be following in a couple months after rebooting. Heather, you have a survey going on. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, sorry, I had to find my file to unmute. So over the holiday break, put together a pretty beefy survey to give feedback on end of year, and also just generally, you know, why people participate, why you participate, what you hope to get out of, how we did, how we can improve, etc. So please take the survey. I'll be sending out update or reminders. The plan is to keep it open until the end of the month. Karen Verma has volunteered to help me with analysis. And I do have one problem that I would love some help with. This is being distributed or announced through the list, and one of my questions is, do you read the list? And clearly everyone who clicks on the link and has taken the survey so far either yes reads the list or sometimes reads the list. So I'm wondering if there is a way to send an email that is not associated with the list, that's like just an email to all the people who are members of the list in order to like get out of any list filtering or anything like that, to more broadly distribute the survey and capture a broader group of people who may not be as active participating.
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, Matt is on the queue. I hope he can chime in. My understanding is that's the one sure way we have to reach people in terms of what people opted into for communications.
I do have
Are there other options?
Sorry to interrupt you, Joe. I don't have the IRC working yet. This is Lionel. I just want to say you could give us a link that we could forward, because each of us know people that come sometimes, and that would get around any opt-in or opt-out, because it would be person to person.
Yeah, I
can
do that. You could take, I'm happy to write up some boilerplate, but also there's, the link is in the list, too. I just didn't know if there's, a way we can do, a one-time email blast to that, or I'm just, trying to figure out, how can we have other people that are part of this community that are not so active, because those voices and their feedback is really important,
Okay. Madam, you're on the queue?
Yep. Plus one, thank you for doing the survey, Heather, and also plus one for getting the people that we don't hear from as much, getting their input on the survey is super important. Because of GDPR, there is no way for us to get access to the mailing list participants. They did not sign up for that, and so and W3C makes it a point to protect people's privacy when it comes to that. So there's no way to get that list. So it's going to be us, sending out tweets and LinkedIn, messages, and using social media and direct connections with people to ask them to fill out the survey. I think that's the best we're going to be able to do. Right. So the thing that I actually put myself on the queue for, though, was to mention that today we decided in the Verifiable Claims Working Group that we are going to have a face-to-face meeting directly after rebooting 8. So that means that, and it is possible, even if you're not a W3C member and not a member of the Verifiable Claims Working Group, for you to attend as a guest. And it's the chairs and the staff contact that determine whether or not you can attend as a guest. There are a number of IPR concerns. You can't really say anything technically substantive during during the meeting, but if you are really interested in this space and you're going to be at rebooting anyway, if you add 2 more days onto your trip, there's a chance that you could attend. If you want to do that, you need to get in touch with the chairs of the Verifiable Claims Working Group immediately. That's Dan Burnett, Matt Stone, and you can find their email addresses on the CCG mailing list. They send a couple of emails to the mailing list. So if you want to come to both events, plan to fly into Barcelona on February 28th, and then the VCWG won't be done, a meeting won't be done until that Tuesday, so you'll have to stay the 6 or 7 days in Barcelona. And there are many places on the planet that are not as nice as Barcelona to stay in for 7 days. So just a heads up for those of you that might be coming into rebooting and interested in attending that other meeting. That's it.
Great. Thank you, Manu. Okay, Kim, you had an item for us?
Yeah, I have a quick thing I wanted to point out. So we have some updates to the CCG site. I wanted to point out specifically the how-to section. So we have a lot of cleanup around, the commands of using IRC, the training videos for scribing and minutes publishing. So this is sort of also a call to say you want to know how to scribe, so assuming that you don't know how, then we encourage you to watch this video. And we have a few other pointers for, creating basically the spec text documents. So one of the things that in Heather's you know, sort of requests for how you can help includes converting existing documents to the SpecTex format. So just trying to make some of these common, you know, how-tos more accessible. So, yeah, feel free to add any issues to the GitHub site or make edits, pull requests, et cetera.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Kim. And I think there's no one else on the queue. Okay, great. So those are announcements. Thank you for those updates. So progress on action items. So this is a new format I'm not as familiar with, so we're just going to try and go right through it. So first link here is this, this one.
Yeah, the first one is the one of the ones we were supposed to in advance say we wanted more details on, which I don't think we did
Chris,
on Friday.
Would you like to lead this section?
I'm on a cell phone, so it's going to be a bit logistically difficult. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so...
The others should work fine.
Okay, so the first one, we should have done some work as chairs on Friday, but given that we're still spinning up after the holidays, we didn't get that done. Okay, so let's look at the next one on community group action issues. Okay, this first one, state of potential work items, we're looking at that today. Kim, you did do a pretty good review of that, right?
Yeah, I realize I'm not super caught up on the latest, but I think, let's see, so it sounds like we're all on board that, you know, we think it's a good idea to have the DID resolver specification, you know, as part of a work item. And let's see, what was the caveat there? So, and it doesn't interfere with anything that was already underway with Decentralized Identity Foundation. I think we probably just need to go through the whatever official checklist of making things an actual work item. So we already have the repo. So, I think... Maybe we'll keep in review next, and I'll take an action item to do, like, just whatever next steps for officially set work item.
Okay, that sounds good. I think what we're doing on the call now will help with that, because we're about to review the WBS. So that should have drawn into that. On the DIG explainer, we have an early draft. We need to work on that. Dan Burnett, you and I need to follow up with you on that now that I'm a little bit healthier. We need to review the credentials data model specification. That's Andrew. Where are we with that?
I have not started active work on that, but I'll get that going now. And it obviously just occurred to me that sort of coming to the face-to-face for the verify credentials work group with some progress on that would be a good idea. So I'll target that.
Is this the this is Isaac. Is this the review verifiable credentials data model specification action?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so I volunteered at the last meeting. I'm fairly new to the group. I volunteered to review it at the last meeting a couple weeks ago. So I did that over the holidays, and I'll just put the link to my review in the IRC.
Yep, and that review was awesome, Isaac. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Hope it was helpful.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Isaac. Okay, Chris, Ryan Grant sent a request for a DID document test case. It sets for the list.
I can chime in on that. I'm reviewing my status with W3C, and I may resubscribe with a different email address, and I'll figure all that out. Probably not this week, but maybe next week.
Okay, Great. Thank you, Ryan. And then Drabiv, update from the Ethereum community. Are you here, Drabiv? Whoever Drabiv is. Okay, I don't think he's on the call, so we'll skip that. Okay, so those are our that tranche of issues. The next set of issues are these work items, which I think we're going to go over right now, so I'm going to skip that. Well, let's not skip it because they may or may not be on the WBS.
Money is on the queue also.
Drabiv, I don't know. Is, oh,
that
thank you.
Matters, I know.
Go ahead, Manu.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm currently adding issues, I guess, for the multi-hash, multi-base, and the hash link specifications to add them as work items. I think Christopher asked me to add it to an issue tracker, but I kind of forgot exactly which issue tracker. So I'm adding it to the community issues. Is that the right thing to do?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Okay. Cool. Thanks. So let's go real quickly through these work items. Update the crypto suite to use Cozy. We got Manu and David assigned to that.
Are you asking for status update?
Yeah, just a quick.
No specific update on that specifically, but we are moving a bunch of other stuff to Cozy and learning from that, and as a result, we'll be able to make the transition to Cozy. We're feeling more and more confident that Cozy is the right way to go for all of that stuff, which should hopefully make some of the other people that have been very concerned about the exact key format and exact those exact formats will be able to transition to Cozy pretty cleanly for that. Specifically, the proposal that we did for the ZKP stuff with working with the Evernym Sovereign folks and the hash link specification both use Cozy and Cvor, and it works fairly nicely. So anyway, all that to say that progress is being made in that area.
Okay, great. Kim, the DID resolver specification, you mentioned something about it earlier.
Yeah, that's the one I think I've been taking as an action item to propose formally kicking that off. It sounds like we've started some of the steps with the repo and everything. I think we just need to do the sort of call for feedback, objections, things like that. So I need to personally double check the process for doing that. But so I assigned it to myself and added that the next steps to follow up on.
Okay, so let's make sure the chairs touch on it Friday if you still have questions by then.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So JWK Crypto Suite specifications, we don't have anyone assigned to that. Is that aligned with the Cozy stuff? Is that now kind of a duplicate, or is it a different thing altogether?
Cozy replaces the Jose stuff largely. So it's not the same thing. There's a mapping between the two, but it's not quite the same thing. So there needs to be someone assigned to it if someone wants that to happen.
Okay. Okay, well, that's a good status on that. I want to move on, and we'll figure out what we want to do with that as part of the rest of the conversation on this call. Varus 1 method spec, I'm guessing we're not there yet, Manu?
Nope.
Okay, and how about the update to the RSA signature spec? That's between Kim and Manu?
Same status there.
Same status. Okay. Thank you guys for that status update. And then share action issues. We have action issues? How did we do that?
Yep. It's so we can do things, let people know that we're actually doing hard work in the back. which we didn't do.
Right over the holidays, with two of us out sick, it was kind of rough. We won't mention the one who appeared to be skiing or snowboarding all week. Okay, so real quick, there are just four things here. The update on the CCG process is all me. So I don't have progress on that other than to report to the rest of the group that Chris and I have bumped this up in priority because we want to get a rev of that to the group this month. The second item here, editors list at EOI. I'm not even sure what that means. Chris? It's the sound of the chairs.
Yeah, that was the... we need to go through all of the repos.
Oh, right.
And make sure that they are, you know, current as far as who the editors are and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a combination of listing the editors, but also making sure that the access, if they're listed as author, they ought to be able to edit it.
Indeed. Okay. So we still need to do that. Kim?
Oh, is that because I'm on the queue?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I wanted to draw attention to the one of us who was on a ski vacation yet managed to do the... Oh, I'm just kidding. So if you look at the closed ones, something's interesting in there. So we did update the scribe and reintroduction list to try to be more current with actual attendees. So we should hopefully waste less time. Some of these other things, like add did primer as a work item. That was just some follow-up steps. Let's see, the thing I want to draw attention to in case you wondered about it was the code owners for community group repos. So that is actually, that's a GitHub thing in which we add a file called code owners. And it basically just says, like, what are the GitHub handles of people responsible for this? So we try to make that be, you know, whoever the primary is on that work item. So, like, say, data minimization, Lionel and, you know, a couple of other folks were sort of the primary contact. So what that means is when you create an issue or a pull request against the repo, GitHub will parse it and automatically create an issue assigned to those owners. So there's more sophisticated options you can do. Like you can, you know, I only use this sort of high-level code owners thing, like owners at the whole repo level, but you can do things that are more fine-grained. Everywhere I did the update and in the file itself, I have a link to more information if you want to pursue that. But also let me know if you have any questions. I think those are the main interesting things. The one thing, I don't remember why I did this repo for VC, browser, polyfill. It just seemed like it wasn't really actionable for, you know, for creating a repo here. It was ambiguous what we were doing. It's been open for a while. So, yeah. Let's see.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's all the updates for the closed ones.
Okay, so let's. We just have two others I want to touch base on real quick that are opens. Chris, inviting A. Polstra to speak.
Right, I've forgotten about that. I'll work on that.
Okay, great.
Basically, he has a useful cryptographic scheme. I'm trying to get more invitees on the cryptographic side.
Okay, great. And Kim, we have add tags to repo descriptions. Work item registry.
Yeah, I need to look into that one. Some of these are probably tied up in the status of items, like whether they are a work item, which we'll sort of be getting to both today and in subsequent weeks.
Just
keep it open.
Okay, and then do we have unlabeled issues? Be surprised if we don't.
Christopher has he, oh, okay, interesting. Well, it might not.
The man who added a bunch, hashlink, multibase, multi-hash.
Yep. So we just label them and give them an owner.
Yeah.
So I think these are all really chair items.
Yeah, but
we've got to create a repo and do that process.
Well, I think the other thing, though, is there's the whole, like, decision whether something is a work item first.
Right.
So,
yep. Yeah, that's, we have to finish our work item process, which means that, there has to be a proposal, which there now is. We have to bring it up to the group and make sure that, you know, we have time and resources to be able to do that proposal, and then we accept it as a work item, as a public, you know, plus one type thing.
Right.
At least no objections to it being a work item. But we're still working on the details of that process.
Okay, so can I assign you, Chris, to just shepherd those through the process?
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, I think there is a proposed work item tab already. If you could add that to it since I'm on my phone.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Can you tag them? I think there's a tag called proposed work item or work item colon proposed.
Yeah,
I'm
see it.
What,
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, just tag it that, and that way we know it's something we have to work on. Everybody can see we're trying to, you know, make this community issue tool powerful for us to keep track of where are we and what we're doing and what are the stages of some of these documents, because we found that we can't keep up, and if we can't keep up, we're sure you can't keep up. So.
Okay, so there are three more unassigned. Add requests for clarity on correlation and privacy claims of DIDs. Kim, you added that.
Yeah,
that was added as part of a question during last week's meeting, and we don't have an assignment for it.
And we don't have an assignment. Okay. Well,
it was a request last week.
There were meeting minutes that I meant to link to, but from the minutes and the audio, we have that Ryan Grant and Lionel said that they may be able to help. I don't know if that was them standing up as owners, but, they mentioned interest in it.
Okay. Is Lionel on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Can we make you the owner of this one? So just to make sure it gets moving forward. Doesn't mean you have to do the work, just someone to keep an eyeball on it.
I'm just not clear what the action is, sorry.
So it's this issue 44 in the community repo.
I just got into the web browser, so I'm just not looking at it yet. I'm trying to get over there now. Okay, so the issues, okay, I'm opening, okay. Yep, primer discussion and PR. Nope, I'm in the wrong repo. I'll close it offline. Can you or Kim just clarify to me offline, and I'll take it?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Lionel. Although he's not coming up on my list. He must not be currently a collaborator. Okay. Kim, do you mind if I give it to you to hand off to Lionel? We'll need to get him, I guess, listed as a collaborator so he can take issues.
Sure, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's sort of maybe a thing of if you know you want to have access to, doing, assigned tasks or, you know, things of that nature in our repos and you haven't done so in the past, it's really easy for us to add you as a collaborator. We just need your real GitHub name.
Okay.
It comes up
Chris, on this next one for security model or threat model of DIDs.
Yes.
I'd like either you or I to do that, or rather I'd be willing to work through it. I don't know if anyone else wants to chime in.
Again, on that one,
I mean, definitely,
Lionel and Ryan Grant mentioned that they may be able to help, but they didn't sign up to own it.
Right.
So, Chris, shall I assign you? Assign me?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
But definitely
so
we should
when
add
Lionel
and
Ryan. Are you ready to sit down
and
do this,
Ryan.
Chris?
Yeah.
I guess we can assign multiple people. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll assign you and me, which hopefully will help that move forward. Well, I think it is. Yeah, I just signed this. Okay. Great. And then, perfect. And someone already pulled up the primer discussion on PR changes. Okay, so these all have owners. Please tag them appropriately if you're an owner, and we're going to move on. Okay, so what I want to do for this last bit.
Q.
Sorry, Q.
Q's been
you.
Building up for a bit, and I'm on the front
Man.
Of it. I had a question going back about 7 to 10 minutes. Kim, you said that something about the credential handler spec and we didn't have a repo for it or something like that, or didn't know quite what to do with it. I couldn't follow, and I was concerned that we thought that there wasn't a repo for the spec, because there is a spec and a repo.
Yeah, and it wasn't the CCG repo, right?
It's in another repo. We, you know, work process-wise, you know, we inherited it, and so we're just sort of, you know, does it belong to us? Does it belong to another CCG? Is it something we're advancing? There were just questions.
Wait a second. It's a CCG. It is a CCG repo. So here's a link to the repo here. It is a CCG work item. It's more.
Okay.
So let me correct. So here.
I've forgotten
them. The URL where that came up. So this is in the conversation about issues that Kim closed or that got closed out, which mostly was Kim's work. So kudos and thanks. It's the repo for VC browser polyfill. If that's a credential, I think it was just confusion about what is that.
That is the same thing. Yeah, it should be closed, I think, if it's location for the polyfills here. Oh, the actual implementation, is that the, yeah, now I'm confused as well.
Well, we were confused, so that's why we added it as a question.
Yeah, the credential handler polyfill is like a code implementation of the spec. The spec is in CCG. The implementation is, you know, at DigitalBazaar, and we're happy to move it elsewhere.
Right.
It doesn't really matter all that much where it resides.
And again, sort of part of the issue is, you know, is this CCG the best place to advance this forward? Are other people working on it in say, the VerisOne CCG or other browser-oriented working groups? Where do we push this? Do we just put it as a work item on hold? I'm not expecting answers to any of these, but these are kind of work process questions that the chairs have when we have this thing that just sort of hangs around for a year. It's a work item, but, you know, no, there's no progress. We don't know where it's going, what to do. You know, do we create a category called hold?
There's been plenty of progress on the code side of things, not so much on the spec side of things, but a lot of the kind of incubation is on the code side, making sure that, so there are multiple companies in the CCG that use the polyfill actively, and companies outside of the CCG that actively use the polyfill. And there's no other community group at W3C or anywhere else that's incubating it. That's like co-incubating it. So it's either the CCG or nothing at this point.
Can I ask a question then? Is the spec going to change?
When we get the implementation more in line with how it's being used in POCs and pilots and in production, yes. But until then, no.
Okay, so I think we, if you can come up with an idea for a category of, it's on hold, being implemented, and will be revised, you understand my process problem? Help us, I don't need an answer right now, but just, it's the thing of, we want to get things to the point where we publish them as working group, as credential community group items, and this one's just kind of stalling there. And we just need a category so we know when to come back to it. So anyhow, we should move onward, but you understand the problem.
Yeah, I think the general problem is there's active code development, not so much active spec development. And I think at least the Veris One Did method kind of falls into that category. There's a huge amount of code work going on right now, but not so much spec work. And I guess the question is, does this, what do we do with that in this group?
Right.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Okay, so Manu, I'm going to let you handle that. We've closed this issue, so
that's fine.
This is going to come off of our tracking process, but when you figure out how we want to approach it, we'll follow your lead on that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, to the meat of our agenda. Oh, there was someone else on the queue. Sorry, Heather, I think. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring something up that Andrew Hughes and I just had a little back and forth on the list about, or on the IRC about. So he asked if we could share the survey with LinkedIn, and I think someone mentioned Twitter, and I have a little discomfort with that but I also wanted some feedback from the rest of, I wanted to have an opportunity to get feedback from other people. My concern is that when I designed the survey, I designed it specifically for people who were familiar with and participated, even like vaguely, with the CCG community. And if you've taken the survey, you realize that I ask a lot of specific questions about the work items and what do you think is important and stuff like that. Some of the questions on that survey are relevant to people outside, like of a more general community, but if the survey was taken by a broader group of people, I would have designed it differently. Specifically, I would have asked where they found out about it. My concern is that if we have a lot, I think we have like 27 responses now. If we, double that with people who don't have more direct experience, I'm not able to track where that information is coming from, like, say, 50 people say that some random thing is really important to them that nobody who's active in the list says, that has, my concern is with the data not being accurate and useful. My thought on that was, because the survey was designed for people who were involved and related to CCG, even if they're not super active, that is useful. But I'm happy to do a separate survey that's more broad, that could be another data point for driving strategy for 2019. So I guess I want to just get some feedback or thoughts. Those of you who have taken the survey and hear my concern, do you agree, disagree, have other ways of resolving that? I can't change the survey at this point.
I think it should be a separate survey, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, plus one to keeping it for people that have engaged the group. And not like broadcasting it broadly, because as you said, Heather, not a lot of the questions make sense if you haven't been at least engaged with the community. So let's try to keep it to a smaller group this time around.
But, for instance, I wouldn't mind sending the survey to, not this survey, but it's a more general one that you might want to write to, say, the rebooting people to go, hey, you know, are you participating in, you know, in the CCG? And if not, you know, what's keeping you from, you know, participating?
Okay, so. This is great. Actually, I don't know if you guys want to put this as like a thing to track. I don't know if this is like a work or strategy or whatever, but like I'm happy to take on doing a more generalized survey like I do for other research I do, that the audience would be broader. It would include some of the questions that are on the survey, and it would include some like asking questions that get at those answers, but in a different way for that different audience, because clearly if you don't have a background in knowing all the details of the work items, you're not going to necessarily be able to answer that. And then I think I have a standard set of Foresight interview questions that I like to throw in for this type of stuff that might be appropriate and useful for us as we move forward in 2019. Thoughts?
I think that sounds good.
Yeah, I think an issue item on it, and you know, we can call it a committee project or whatever. So.
Yeah, okay, great. I'm just saying, like, maybe, I don't know how these things get tracked, but, like, it might be useful for these things to get tracked in whatever bucket they appropriately fit in.
Yep.
Awesome, thanks.
Okay, cool. So, note to my fellow chairs, I do think the our progress on the action items is not 10 minutes, so... On Friday, we can talk about.
We'll hopefully be faster next time.
Well, we've said that a couple times now, though. But you know, it's true. We have had a break, so maybe it'll speed up during the year. But we'll touch on that on Friday.
Okay.
So what I want to do, I do think we have time to at least make a dent, and especially tap some community knowledge about the WBS and what we did or did not do. In 2018. So we set out with a huge number, I think 60-some-odd tasks. There's a URL to the PDF of the work breakdown structure that we did about a year ago. And I just want to run through these real quick and get see if we can get a statement of, did we get any work done? Are they done, as in they're off their plate and we can remove it? So it's either what I'm looking for is it's done, we made progress, or we actually didn't do anything. And with just those three, that'll be some guidance for us to figure out what do we want to filter out. So the chairs will go through that and figure out, okay, we're not going to make progress on this, or let's actually make sure we move forward on something. So number one, I know with the 1.1.1, four ones there. The reconciliation draft, that's done. Method specs by reference, we made progress on that. I don't think that will ever be done because I think there will always be new method specs in development by different folks. Test suite, I know we made progress. Is it done, or is that an evergreen thing?
not done, but solid design, as in we could probably follow the same strategy that we're doing in the verifiable claims group for the DID
Great.
Spec, and it'll work out. And it took
okay,
8 months to figure
that
out. So.
Perfect. So no skin off your nose, Manu, but for these to try and get through them in the 10 minutes we have left, I'm just looking for done, some, or we didn't do anything.
Got it.
Instead of status, right? Or that's the only status so that we can try and get through all 60. So cryptography review, Chris, I don't think we've had any success with that.
Nope, none at all.
Issue resolution, we have had lots of issue resolutions. Maybe not with the DIDS, well, we had some. We're not done with that. Final report, also not done. I think that's just the draft spec which we have, so I think some is appropriate there. Correct me. I'm just going to keep going through here,
yeah.
So folks can chat out or jump on the queue if I'm doing it wrong. Credential handler polyfill, I know we made some progress on that. I don't think it's done. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so there's no final report. Is there going to be a final report?
The final report would be on the spec, and that will be at some later date.
Right, and I don't think we made progress on that. Like, we didn't put effort into
Correct.
The spec work. Yeah, perfect. And browser vendor implementation, in terms of outreach, I think we've done work. Is that fair?
Yeah, we have done. Yes, we have talked to them a little bit. So work has been done there.
Okay, great. All right, so into the data verification. So 1131, linked data signatures. I'm not exactly sure what this task was.
It was update. It was basically update the specifications and make progress. We have made progress on linked data signatures, RSA signatures, a tiny bit on Koblitz, no progress on Pseudonymous. If you want to count hash links as anchoring signatures, we've made progress there, and no progress on redactable signatures.
Perfect. Thank you. Linked data capabilities, I think we had progress.
Yep.
Yeah, we've had significant progress there.
Okay, and did auth.
Yeah, there's been discussions and such. I don't know if we've defined it well.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I think it's still
a little bit of everything.
Still nascent, right, as to what we're actually going to do in terms of a spec, I think.
Right.
Okay, final reports for notes. Oh, so this is interesting. So we really, I would say, didn't do any work on functional identity. This fell off my radar, or I would have been excited to get that into a spec text and try and get that as a final report. I think that might be true for most of these. Oh, no, data minimization. So we made some progress on that. I don't think we got that published as a CCG. We got it published as rebooting. Is that right?
Nope.
So some is appropriate?
That's correct.
Okay, and lifecycle
engagement. Data minimization is still on my list to respec it. So it's near the top of my list now. So I hope to respec even by next meeting.
Okay, excellent.
We like your respec.
Okay, internal draft lifecycle of a verifiable claim. I think that's done.
I think we decided there were two of them, and one of them is we basically decided they were incorporated into the verifiable claim stuff. So that's basically, canceled. I don't know what the right word is.
There's an active PR for it. It's like done. So
yeah, that I think is done. And then the other half of it is the lifecycle engagement model, Chris. So I think we can mark that one done.
Right.
Educational credentials as an internal draft. I believe this was a sort of a vocabulary type work, Kim. Did we make progress?
Well, effectively, we made progress with the sort of open badges, verifiable credentials alignment. Initially, we had more, sort of broader visions for what we might do with it, but we decided to just lock it down at that. Due to
okay, so some is a good status for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And definitely group process, where some we are not done yet. Registry process definition. I know we made some work. Did we finish that? Manu, I know you were involved.
It just needs a respecker for it. So anyone who wants to volunteer for that, we have tutorials.
Okay. And did method registry, these are all registries.
What was the second, last registry?
Done.
I didn't pick that up. Joe, what was the last registry?
The registry process definition was about process. And then we have five. Sorry, go ahead. Who was that? Was that Chris?
The status on that was progress.
That was me. I was just
none?
Saying we may want to push drafts of the registries periodically. With some text at the top to say that they're ongoing documents and will never be finalized. So basically, we have two things: we have draft reports and final reports. So the
right.
question
so
is,
I
do
think
we
all
want
of
any
these
of these
registry...
to go to draft?
Right. So that's right now. I'm just trying to figure out if we got
any. Let me
work
jump
done.
In. I have answers. of the answers. So the registration process is documented, and it is in each registry has its own registration process that is in each registry. So I just linked to like the DID method registry and the registration process for the DID method registry. The registries themselves will never be done, but I believe we can mark that off as being done. Like we, so I'm going to go down the list. So registry process definition should be in every single spec, so that should be done. DID method registry exists. Credential status method registry, I don't know if it exists. Same thing for 144 and 145. So I'm unsure about 143 through 145, 146. Exists, a signature suite registry.
Okay, perfect. I'll take that. So I turned that into done, some, none, 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 some.
Yep.
Just try and wrap up here because we've got only a few minutes left. Okay, we have some DID implementation, so I think some there. I'm going to say some on the charter because I'm not sure our charter is final, or is it, Manu?
It was done like in the summer. We're just waiting for, you know who.
Tag review for DIDs. Done some.
Good progress. SVIA's made, I think, good progress. There's been progress made. I forget exactly how that happened, but yes.
Okay. New members. I think. Did we help influence new members to join?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Many.
So
many
some, and
members.
That's not done?
No, it's ongoing.
And ditto with some, we have some progress on DID use cases. Okay,
yeah.
So events. We did do a Jamboard hackathon. Did we do the office hours as a separate thing?
No. Nope.
I don't think we did. And we did not do the summer outreach hackathon, I don't think.
I don't believe so.
I think we stated some of our needs with the January hackathon and did get around to that. And then we did go to the TPAC. And all these external events are all done. That's pretty easy. Website updates, I'm going to say some, just because I think that's an evergreen task. But I do appreciate the recent updates that Kim pushed through. So thanks for that, Kim. And then we did have the DID hardening calls. We also had, well, it's interesting. We have not had separate conference calls about Amira. We've had some Crypto Tuesdays, and we did have some separate calls for educational credentials. So, and is that, can I mark that done, Kim?
Which one? The educational credentials?
The topical conference calls for educational and occupational credentials?
Oh, yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So that's it. I'm amazed we got through that in the brief window we had. So thank you for that. The chairs will take this and update and give some proposals. If folks have ideas for work items that we may not have considered, please get those to the chairs. I know we have the survey is something we want to get in there from Heather. We've got the three new ones with regard to the hash link multi-hash stuff that Manny was created issues for. There may be some more. So if you know of a work item you want to work on in 2019, please let the chairs know. And let me go to the queue, and we're going to close up. So question, I guess that's Kim.
Sorry. So, Manu, I think for registries process, one thing I wanted to reconcile with what you said. So we had an open issue tracking this creation of a spec text of the registries process, like an Uber registries process, not the per registry process. And so what I had, for some reason I can't find the work item, but effectively you had posted something to the mailing list that we considered complete enough to describe the process. So I wanted someone to volunteer to just respect that. And then I think we can call that done.
Okay. I thought we took that and we're like, well, we'll just specialize it to each registry, but I defer to you.
Okay. I could be wrong.
No, I'm with you, Kim. Part of it, Manu, I think is I think there's some acknowledgement that a community group may not be the ultimate best place within W3C for registries. So a write-up that specifies how we're approaching registries would probably be the best way to influence that decision-making. So if it does move, at least we have a registry process that will work for how we're using registries.
Got it.
Yeah. But there's already been noise that they want in the process group of another way of doing it. And we'd rather kind of say, well, this is the way we're doing it. We'll be glad to support something new, but it better support what we do.
Got it.
Yeah. Kind of weird that you could spin up just a community group which needs like five people and boom, you're a W3C registry host provider. So I can understand the tension to try and figure out quote unquote the right way to do it. Okay, that's it for this WBS review, and that's pretty much it for this call. Thank you all for this rapid review of our 2018 work. Looking forward to 2019. Anyone else have anything to jump on? In the queue. No one's in the queue. Thank you all so much.
We were going to next week talk about the multi-hash stuff as potential work items.
Okay, that sounds great. We will make that our agenda next week. Okay. Thank you all.
Great. Thanks all. Bye.
Thank you.